afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Doug Gerard, and I will be moderating today's proceeding. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Madam Mayor, Jason McCallion, here after completing many terms as our mayor. Please welcome to worship Mayor Jason McCallion.
Welcome to all those in the audience. Well, I'm quite excited. At 2 o'clock today, I'm registered. It's a formality because for many months I've been saying to the people of this father that I was going to offer myself to them for another 4 years. Quite exciting, actually, to look forward to the salt train as mayor of the best city in Canada, Mrs. Father. This is a very important election in the history of this city. We have many exciting plans for the future, and these plans will require a strong, stable team working together with the dedicated staff that we have at the city to make things happen. There are also financial challenges to all municipalities in Canada. But think about it, how fortunate we are that during these economic times, we are debt-free. I am asking the citizens of Mississauga that when they mark their ballot on October the 25th, that they support candidates who are prepared to work as a team with the mayor to put the many plans we have on the table into operation and to continue. The success of this city, which is admired across Canada and the United States, even to the point that CNN came up 3 weeks ago to interview me to find out how we have been so successful to be debt-free during these economic times, and how we have been able to build the city from a bedroom community to a self-sustaining city in a short number of years. Many cities in the United States are going bankrupt, and here we sit today, still debt-free. Challenge of the future may change that. But as of the present time, as I say, we have converted over the 30 years, we've converted this city from a bedroom community to a self-sustaining. We import more people now in the morning than goes out to work other places. What an accomplishment. How do you do that? You only do it with a council that is prepared to work as a team. Yes, with some differences, but when the chips are down, they are prepared to work for their Mississauga and for their citizens. So, our education facilities have expanded. But think that we have that wonderful University of Toronto, Mississauga campus. And now, can you believe, we have the Mississauga Academy of Medicine in our city. Something we would never dream of years ago. And now, as you walk by the city core or in the city core, there is Sheridan College being built, a dream of mine that is now a reality. We are so blessed so that the students, the young people of Mississauga, can attend the university right in their own city, or will be able to attend Sheridan College right in their own city. The reconstruction of the Civic Square to make it a people's place is underway. And next year, all the many festivals, the ethnic festivals, etc., will be able to hold their festivals at this renovated square, which is going to be truly a people's place. And so another very exciting, thanks to the stimulus program, that by the way, we got $92, $96 million federal and provincial government, and we added to it. Our infrastructure is going to be in pretty good shape after the $140 million is invested in infrastructure, because our infrastructure is new to a large degree, and therefore those improvements are going to help. Two new swimming pools, renovated outdoor pools, noise walls repaired, roads, trails, bicycle paths. This morning we adopted a bicycle strategy, cycling strategy for the city. Just so exciting. Our successes are well recognized, as I say. So therefore, I'm asking the people of Mississauga that this is a very important election. We've had troubles over the last couple of years. We've had negative positions in the press. All councillors and the mayor were called a bunch of drunken sailors. I don't know how you can become debt-free if you be a bunch of drunken sailors. So it's that type of information and situation has got to be eliminated by this election. So you can choose. We have a lot of candidates with us today that are offering themselves, that I believe are going to put Mississauga first and not let their desire for position to get in their way. And so today it's very important. Let me go over some of this. We have a strategic plan, a new strategic plan, a vision of our city's future. How did it come about? We consulted over 100,000 citizens of Mississauga. It's not a political strategic plan. It is a people's strategic plan. Economic development strategy. We unveiled that just a week ago. Yes, we've been very successful. We have 63 of the Fortune 500 head offices in our city. Think about it. We have 80 of the Fortune 500 companies that have chosen Mississauga as their home. But we're in the global competition, and in fact, local competition. So therefore, we felt we needed a new economic strategy in order to build a strong global business future here in the city. Leverage our post-secondary institutions, working with the boards of education, working with the university, working with Sheridan College, in order to attract to this city the human resources that our economic development of the corporations that have chosen Mississauga home as their home has the human resources available to them. The mayor's job summit this year, I implored the corporations to hire more students, at least two. I asked them, would you just hire two more students? Because I was concerned about all the unemployed students, both high school and university. And the corporations have responded. The region appeal hired 60 students. And that is one we're definitely know about, and we've heard from time to time about others. This is Mississauga Summit Challenge. Again, a group of citizens put together a summit. They created task forces, and they are coming forward again with the big ideas, the big move, they call it, in order to implement our strategic plan. As I say, another program developed by the citizens of Mississauga. Museum. You know, we don't have a decent facility to store our artifacts. A study is underway as to how we can provide that. Transportation, bus rapid transit on its way. Finally, a major contract, $96 billion of the first phase of our bus rapid transit. We're working on a light rail transit on Hero Ontario Street that will provide this excellent service right from the lake up to the heart of Brampton. And the LRT will then be expanded to Dundas Street and Lakeshore, an expansion of our local transit. You can have an LRT, but you've got to have local transit connecting with that main spine up Pure Ontario Street. And by the way, I've asked the staff to prepare a plan and the financial impact of providing adequate public transit on the weekends. on Sunday and Saturday to give those that don't have a car, especially the new immigrants to our city, and the young people to get to and from jobs. That will be considered by the 2011 budget process. They're working on it now. Mississauga Task Force on Sports. We had one for arts, and now we have a strategic plan for arts, culture, and heritage. We have a roadmap. We know where we're going, and the arts groups know the position of the city on what they're prepared to do to develop the arts in Mississauga. We needed one for the sports task, and there is where the council did not approve either giving me the money or the staff to work with a group of citizens under the chairmanship of Chuck Healy, I'm sure you know him, and Diane Kalinchuk. They reported to me last week that the task force is well on its way because they found out that Vancouver, Calgary, and Winnipeg has done what we are doing. Sports is changing, Mississauga. Hockey is down. Field hockey is coming in a big way and to serve the East Asian population, which is a major part of our population. So we have to adjust our sports program to incorporate the new approach to the sports in Mississauga. Our waterfront plan, another plan on the way. You know, we've preserved our waterfront. We've disallowed development along the waterfront. Every time a piece of property came up for sale, we bought it. And we owned quite a bit of land along the waterfront. Now we're going to develop the entire waterfront to include Lakeview, which has not been looked at and been looked at now, and to look at the Imperial oil lands, over 200 acres there, that are contaminated, to incorporate them into the waterfront. We are developing a waterfront for the people of Mississauga, so that you can go down there on the beautiful trail, as well as the bicycle paths and such. And to a very wide look right across the entire waterfront. We're not talking about waterfront, about a waterfront plan. We have already started in the last few years to implement it, and now we want to make it a full, a new plan that will take into account Lakeview and the contaminated land. Stimulus program, as I say, brought our infrastructure up to date. Not complete. We still need infrastructure funding from the federal and provincial Cadet Center, right here in the heart of Streetsville. I've always wanted a cadet center. Cadets are so important. We have so many groups here in Mississauga that do not have a proper facility to meet in. The council has decided to buy the Russell Langdade School, and that will be converted into the Cadet Center and other services that will service the community of Streetsville. Remember, the Vic Johnson Community Center, run by a group of volunteers, has provided a community center for the people of Streetsville for many years. We spent $8 million on the Vic Johnson Arena, and now we're spending $12 million on renovating the Port Credit Arena. I want to see the reestablishment of the Children's Festival. There was such an opportunity for the children of Mississauga during the summer to enjoy a festival at their civic center. I'm looking forward. I have some plans that I have not completed. I'd like to see a 10,000 seat stadium on the waterfront to cater to scholars. And to football, to cricket, and to field hockey. You know, a city of our size, we did not put in an application of the Pan Am Games because they wanted a 25,000 seat stadium. And we felt that might be a white elephant. And we don't build white elephants in Mississauga. You are well aware of the stand that I and the council have taken against the gas generation plant being placed in the Clarkson Airshed study. Absolutely unacceptable when the province itself, through a study, said that area is overpolluted and no additional facility should be put in there until that air quality is improved. We're still winning on it. It looks as if they slated it for Oakville, but that's in the Clarkson Airshed study. So we are supporting Oakville and not allowing the gas generation plant to go into an area that is already overpolluted. I'd like to see a business improvement area established in Walton and Cookston. It's done here in Streetsville, you know that. It's done in Port Credit. The wonderful work that is done in Clarkson. And those two areas need a business improvement area. I hope that we can get that underway in the next 4 years. City Center Plan. Downtown 21 Plan. An exciting plan about our city core. Remember, folks, our city core started in a hayfield. It started in a hayfield. And it's been difficult to turn it into a city core. The challenges are enormous. Square One is one of the largest places, plazas, or whatever you want to call it, malls in the greater Toronto area. But you know, you can't have a city core. We built the central library. It has a circulation greater than any library in Canada, our central library. We built the Living Arts Center. In order to provide a major art facility in our city. We built the Hershey Center. The Hershey Center should have been in the city core, but we could not get the landowners in the city core to agree to have it built there. So we had to build it, which does not have good access. But what we need in the city core, a city of our size, sixth largest in Canada, third largest in Ontario, is a five-star hotel and a convention center. Under the direction of council years ago, and I've done my utmost to make it happen. Can you believe that I was in Windsor at the Association of Municipalities of Ontario annual meeting? Windsor can accommodate their convention. London can accommodate their convention. City of Mississauga cannot accommodate the convention. I can't even issue an invitation at one that I've been involved with for 40 years in the municipal field. I cannot invite them to Mississauga because we don't have the facilities. Think about it, sixth largest city in Canada. Social issues, I can assure you. Social issues, we do not get our fair share in field. Last night I was at a meeting of the social agency. Children's Aid needing more money. Field Youth Services needing more money. Community Association needing more money for the challenged people. All asking for money. We do not get our share. I hope you folks will get behind this to say to the provincial government, our share is far less what at any other municipalities other than in the 905 are getting in Ontario. Just to give you an example, if I remember the figure, we get $285 per child for a certain service, and Toronto gets $865. Think about it. That's not fair. So it's up to the citizens of Mississauga and the region to make sure we get our vote. Don't think there isn't poverty in Mississauga. There is. There's a lot of unemployment in Mississauga. That's why I set up the Job Summit. And that's why the summit itself is looking at how we can get people back to work. I can assure you that poverty, that is why we reduced our recreational fees in order to try to assist. And then along came the HST that wiped that out completely. So we've got to realize we have poverty in this city. And that we must deal with. Social housing needs, 21,000 on the waiting list. And we have to address that. It's a real problem. It's the only problem in Ontario, in Canada, the only province in Canada, that we are responsible for municipalities for social housing. All other provinces has kept it at the provincial level. That's on your property tax. What a shame. Provincial issues, yes, I will continue, as I have in the past, the fight for more infrastructure funding from the federal and provincial government. They got all kinds of sources of revenue. We have one. I was able on the task force on fiscal arrangements between the province and the municipalities to get the principle adopted by this government, the provincial government, that health and social costs should not be on our property tax. That's an income redistribution and should be the responsibility of the province. And they are moving to remove it. Very small portions, but it's going in the right direction. And when you have something going in the right direction, you gotta be happy about it. Assistance with the development of brownfields. We have to work with the provincial government to allow us to get the necessary legislation to allow our brownfields to develop. We have the Lakeview, the Lakeview generating station land that is polluted. We have that big section of the Imperial Islands, and we have to work with the province, and we are. Traffic congestion solution. Well, we're trying to do our part with the BRT, working on the light rail transit. But I'll tell you, Metrolinx has got a big undertaking in order to stop the congestion increasing every day in the GTA. And what we need in this GTA that I've been fighting for is integrated transit. That you can get on a bus in Oakville and go through to Scarborough and not have to get off and buy another ticket and get a transfer. We need the smart card, and we're working hard to get that in order to try to relieve the congestion, because people will leave their car at home if we can make it convenient for them to go by transit. But we have to have the service there for them to use the transit. And that's why we put all our gas money that we get from the federal and provincial money, all goes into our transit. And we still don't have the transit system that we should have in this city. So the council is going to have to make some tough decisions next year to plow a lot of money into our transit system because of the unemployment in our area and because of the fact that retail operations in our city are open fully on the weekend, and we've got to provide the service to allow the people to get to and from work. So folks, storm drainage, another situation. We are dealing. I've set up the task force on the Cooksville Creek, and we're making progress. You know, we planned our hard services, storm sewer assessment, based on a 100-year storm. Well, we're getting less than a 100-year storm quite often. And so therefore, we must prepare for that. And the task force that I set up reported to council today. At General Committee on the progress that we've made. We're not only working on the Cooksville Creek, we're working on any flooding that might occur in the city itself. So when you go over all those items, I'm sure I haven't covered everything. We have some major challenges. We have major challenges because things are changing and we have to be prepared for the change. And I believe we have. I think we've come forward with the necessary strategies to deal with the changes that a city of our size is facing. And I believe we need the people to work together, a team. You know, it was a team approach that brought this city to the success it has attained. Not that we always agree, but when we disagree, it didn't end up in the newspapers and stuff with all kinds of comments made that are unacceptable. It just doesn't work. We have to, so I plead with the people of Mississauga to get the vote out and to choose wisely on who you are going to select to be your representative. And ask them straightforward, you know, are you going to put Mississauga first in your decision? Not only for your ward, but for the overall good of the city. You know, we can't just be parochial completely to our ward. We must think of the overall good of this great city. Folks, it's been a real pleasure to serve you for all these years. I'm just as excited today after heard your stream a couple of hours ago, going forward to another. And I'm not going to conduct a campaign. I am not going to raise money. I'm not going to have signs or not. Because I'll tell you, anybody that wants to donate money to a mayor's campaign, I plead with them to donate it to all the charitable organizations who's under pressure second to none. The food bank, the children's aid, the Salvation Army, and all those that are struggling today to look after the people, the poverty that's in our city, the unemployed that are in our city. So how can I, as mayor, waste money on signs and literature? I think I've been with you. You know, people ask me, how do you do it? I win the election the day after the last one because I'm out with the people 100% of the time. I'm excited. I'm looking forward. Please, give me a council. It is going to take this city to greater heights so that the citizens can be proud of the city in which they live. And proud to not only in which they live, but we're providing the jobs that many of them will be able to work in the city. The corporations have located here because they believe and they understand and they support the fact that it is a city where people matter and people count, where the services are the best that we can provide with the money we have, and where the taxes are not as high as they are in other areas, and where they are welcome to the city. I visit the companies. I don't wait for them to invite me to go. I go with my economic development officer. I visit the companies and ask them, how can we help you? You've been here for a number of years. Is there any way we can assist you? Can we assist you with provincial and federal matters? I worked hard with the pharmaceutical. By the way, we are the third largest biotechnology city in Canada, next to Montreal and Toronto. Think about it. Isn't it wonderful? Think of the opportunities for people, for young people, to be engaged with those companies and such. Mine. You don't do it alone. It's been a truly team approach. What we need for the next 4 years is a team approach to build this city, continue to be recognized across Canada and the United States as the most successful operation financially and from an amenities point of view for the people. Folks, thank you for coming. Let's go.